all NFL all the time, baby, right here on Solo Sports, man. The football is coming, y'all. It's next month. It's already August, so next month, the leaves are going to be changed. Depends on where you're staying. The leaves are going to be changing. We're going to get into that little bit of football season here pretty soon. Training camps are up and going. We're about a week or so in the training camp. And before we get into some of that, man, let's talk a little of the salary cap. It's a big issue in the NFL now. The salary cap is $224 million. That's $16 million more than it was last year. Seems like a lot of money, but not really. If you look at the top paid quarterbacks in the league, we got Justin Herbert, who hasn't won anything, making $52 million a year. Lamar Jackson, who does have a league MVP, but hasn't done much in the playoffs, also making $52 million. Jalen Hurts, NFC Championship game, went to the Super Bowl, played well, lost $51 million. And we all know what Russell, last name Wilson, did last year in Denver with his $48 million. It's hard to say. I don't want to. People say you shouldn't speak on other guys' money. Hey, man, it is what it is. These guys make good money. $224 million cap space sounds like a lot of money, but you paying the quarterbacks that much, they eat up a lot of space when considering you got to pay 50 plus other players to fill out your roster. We got billionaire owners in the NFL. It seems crazy. Salary cap is stupid to me. Just because you're able to spend crazy amounts of money doesn't mean you're going to spend it wisely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's say NFL doesn't have a salary cap. Let's put that out there. Let's say they get rid of the salary cap. We're just going to let guys do what they do. Jerry Jones, you got $50 billion. If you want to pay this guy, and that guy, whatever you want to pay him, it's up to you. There's no cap on it. If you go out and try to make a super squad, a dream team, does not mean that team's going to win. Just because you put a bunch of great players and pay them a lot of money does not mean it's going to win. That just means you look stupid. Ask the Mets right now. They spend all that money on their baseball squad, and now they're getting rid of everybody. So spending money, throwing money at a problem, never solves a problem. It might help you pay your bills, but it ain't going to solve the problem. It ain't going to build chemistry on a squad. So far as I'm concerned, telling billionaires how to spend their money never made any sense to me. Putting a cap on a billionaire, you can only spend this much? Come on, dude. What are we doing here? We're giving these guys making billions off the league and you don't spend so much. I know why they did it initially. They thought it was going to build some type of balance for the league, for smaller markets and this and that, blah, blah, blah. We still got the same basis, pretty much the same teams winning almost every year. It doesn't matter the area. Some teams spend a lot of money and they win. Some teams don't spend any money and they win. So, get rid of the cap. That way you can get back to teams staying together. Back in the day, you wasn't worried about your star running back or your star cornerback or this guy going anywhere. Because if I really wanted to keep that guy, I'd just pay him. You couldn't use the salary cap. Was no stupid franchise tag, which is the dumbest damn thing the NFL ever come up with. I'm a free agent, but I'm not a free agent, so I can't go anywhere. So my contract's up in 4 years, 4 to 5 years. So I don't have a contract. Oh, no. We got papers on you. We decide we're going to keep you even if you don't want to stay. So I got to stay here even if it makes no sense. Just like in basketball, they have you can match the whole contract. The whole thing is stupid. If I do my 4 years, I should be able to leave. But those contracts in sports, man, seem like they write them on toilet paper and flush them down the toilet because they don't really mean shit because they're just a piece of paper. You got the guys that's signed contracts 2 years into the contract. Hey, have I played my contract? I want more money. This guy's making more than me. But at the time, you were making top money. Now you want more? I'm confused. What are we doing here? You know, it's so NFL, NBA, all those contracts don't mean nothing. mean a lot for the players because they make good money. As far as I'm concerned, like I said, man, it's crazy. I just don't like the whole salary cap, how they tell owners, billionaire owners, how they can spend their money. Spend it wisely. Don't spend it on this player because of that. They should be free, really, baby. I got the money. Let me spend. Let me go out and get this player, get that player. See what happens. It's not going to work all the time. You can only think of a few times where guys, teams really went out there and bought a championship. They can try to buy a championship, but it doesn't always work because, like I just said, man, spending money doesn't build chemistry. I don't care what you say, because we all got big bellies and fat pockets don't mean that we're going to go win a championship. Like I talked about the quarterbacks making big money, these running backs, man, a big part of organizations, they get treated like HEB paper plates, one-time use, and they toss them away, man. Christian McCaffrey is the highest paid running back in the league, 16 milli. Sounds like a lot of money, which it is for the average person. But if you look at what the man actually does for the team, $16 million is pennies compared to what these quarterbacks are doing. And what would the 49ers be without Christian McCaffrey on offense? Now, I know their defense is elite. They have great defensive players. But Christian McCaffrey, man, runs touchdowns, catches touchdowns. He's even thrown some touchdowns last year. The guy does it all. And he's only making $16 million, but Daniel Jones is making $40-something million dollars a year to throw 15 touchdowns and be average. What world do we live in? Alvin Kamara, second highest paid running back in the league. You say, Alvin Kamara, he's not. This is a few years ago when these guys' contracts came up before this all of a sudden we don't like running backs thing that happened in the NFL. Alvin Kamara is making 15. The Saints need Alvin Kamara. He's a big part of their offense, what they do. He's, like I say, he's a dual triple threat running back, just like Christian McCaffrey, but with dreadlocks. King Henry makes $12 million a year with the Titans. And when you think Titans, what's the first person you think of? That's King Henry. You can say he's overused. They worn him out. But when you think Titans, you think King Henry. He's making $12 million a year. And I guarantee you that Ryan Tannehill's making more than that. Goodness gracious. Nick Chubb, workhorse for the Cleveland Browns. Without Nick Chubb, that offense wouldn't be nothing. He's making $12 million a year. And my man Watson, the quarterback, had all those allegations against him when he was with Houston. Didn't play the year before. Out of nowhere, he's got this guaranteed huge contract. So it's just crazy, man, how they treat the running back in the NFL nowadays, man. And I talked about the quarterbacks making big money. And Joe Burrow, his contract is coming up any minute now. And I guarantee Herbert's making 52, and Joe Burrow's going to be making more than that. What's crazy about that, those list of five quarterbacks I named earlier, Herbert, Lamar, Jalen Hurts, and Russell. Where is Patty Mahomes on that list? Not on there, is he? Because I do remember, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, he signed a 10-year contract a few years ago for $400 or $500 million. Sounds like a lot of money, but that breaks the yearly down. And so basically, he's not making as much per year as these guys are. So Patrick Mahomes could easily ask for a contract extension. He is by far more accomplished and better than these quarterbacks, and he's not even in the top five. That's like I always say, man, when you get these quarterbacks, these big, big, big contracts, most of the time you start losing afterwards because it eats up so much of your cap. And like I said, the salary cap is there, so it doesn't work out most of the time. And in that, man, so, hey, like I said, I just don't like the salary cap the way they have it set up. I think they're doing the running backs wrong. They get treated like stepchildren. And I think they should show the running backs love and respect. Running backs are the key to your team. You can say if you don't need one, this and that. Without a running back, where would you be? Anyway, let's move on, man. I watched the Errol Spence, Bud Crawford's fight over the weekend. I was all hyped up, man. Over the weekend, I went to my family reunion. And couldn't wait to get back to town to watch the Bud Errol Spence fight. Texas versus Nebraska. Not Big 12, but big fight. That's what we had. And everybody was pulling for Errol Spence. Hey, man, Spence, he's got that swagger. He's more of a salesman than Crawford is. He's talking this trash, what we like to hear. He's great. But they're both really, 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 really great fighters. They really are. Both of them were undefeated. Both of them had never been really knocked down. Not really tested. They've had some good fights, but not really tested. So my prediction was Crawford was going to win. I didn't think he would walk through Errol Spence the way he did. That was surprising. For all you guys that didn't watch the fight, the first round is typical first round boxing. You know what I mean? We're going to just feel each other out. Pause. See how your footwork is. Throw a little jabs out there. We're not going to really make any contact that first round. But boy, I tell you what, after that, Terrence Crawford commenced to putting a whooping on Errol Spence that I ain't never seen in my life in boxing. Really, honestly, I've watched a lot of boxing matches in my 48 years, and that was by far the worst beatdown that I've seen. I'm telling you right now, if I was in Errol Spence's corner, if I was Errol Spence's uncle over there, or that was my son in the ring, or grandson, or whatever, stop the fight. Let's throw the towel in, like my man tried to tell Rocky to do when Apollo was fighting that damn Russian, and he wouldn't throw the towel in, and my man Apollo got killed. He should have threw the towel in, man. That beatdown was vicious. I mean, my man landed over 50% of his power punches. And these power punches were square on his chin, forehead, chest, body. No matter where he wanted to land those targets, he was hitting them. He wasn't missing nothing. So I give Errol Spence a lot of credit for hanging in there, because he was starting to look like Martin when Tommy Hitman Hearns put them things on it. That's what he was starting to look like. But he didn't quit. The referee stopped the fight in the 9th round. Probably should have stopped it in the 6th round. Maybe the 7th. They went to the 9th round. They it's just too much. Too many blows to the head. It's enough, man. Stop it. It's over. So, big ups to the champ, man. Crawford, he definitely deserves it, man. My man is from Nebraska. He never heard no brothers from Nebraska. But this dude was no joke when it come to getting that boxing ring, man. He was... This brother apparently got shot in the back of the head as a youngster. Crawford, the champ I'm speaking of, drove himself to the hospital. So, all that being said, this man, tougher than, like I said, a $2 steak, he was a real deal. And he really deserves everything, all the credit that he is getting. Now, I know everyone's trying to say that Errol Spence, to Errol Spence's credit, he's not making excuses for the loss. He's saying, hey, man, the better man won. I want a rematch. He's talking December. I think that's a little too soon. I'm not saying don't fight him again. But the old saying in boxing, styles make fights. Sometimes your style is different from this guy's style, and they just don't match up, man, like oil and water sometimes. And I don't really think that Errol Spence can beat Bud Crawford. Just my opinion. watching the fight. It was so dominant. Earl Spence had to drop down a few pounds to get to Crawford's weight class, maybe 6-7 pounds. But he didn't use that as an excuse. You know, some of these boxers like to use, you know, certain things for excuse, but he didn't do that. He manned up and said, hey, he got me. Better man won. Big ups to him. That's what he should do. But I don't think, I'm going to watch a rematch if they have one. But I'm not as hyped for the rematch as I am for the first one, as I was for the first one. My man got a lot of, I don't know what he can do to beat Crawford. If they fight again, maybe Errol Spence can be a little bit more defensive in the next fight, because he needs, his guard was down quite a bit, and Bud Crawford is one of the best counterpunchers in boxing. So if you're throwing punches and you're keeping your guard down, a great counterpuncher is going to make you pay. And that's definitely what my man Bud did to Errol Spence Saturday night. But great fight if you're a Crawford fan. Not so much if you were a Spence fan. I was a little disappointed. I wanted to see an entertaining fight, and I didn't get that. But hey, that's why it's called sports, man. You just don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes you get two bad fighters to make a good fight, and sometimes one guy just dominates the other, and that's definitely what we got in Saturday night. We got total dominance in the boxing ring Saturday night, and the champ was talking to one of the Charo twins in between whooping up on Spence. He knocked Spence down and went over to his side of the ring and was looking at one of the Charo twins, telling him, "You up next." The ump starts to fight back up. He goes back up to get to whoop my man again. So he was definitely, my man Crawford was definitely in his bag Saturday night. The champ, give him all the love and praise that he definitely deserves for what he did Saturday night, demolishing my man. So like I said, rematch, it's probably going to happen because money talks. But Earl, give your time for yourself to heal up, man, because you got beat down pretty bad Saturday night. NFL, man, like I said, NFL starting up, baby. Don't care too much for preseason football. I don't care at all for it, to be honest with you. I wish they would just do scrimmages, those controlled scrimmages they had. I know people like to watch football, the practices and the preseason games. I don't care for the preseason games. They're kind of a waste of time. Like, we had a Hall of Fame game Thursday. I am not looking forward to watching that. It is what it is. It's good for the guys that are trying to make the roster. And I hope they go out there and play well. But for entertaining purposes, I'm probably not going to be watching that. I'll probably be watching me some MLB baseball or something like that. But preseason football, kind of hard to get into it, man, because I'm just so worried about these guys getting hurt in games that don't matter. That's why you see most of the guys that they're real starters don't play much of these games, if at all. The Rams pretty much started that a few years ago. They pretty much bench all their starters in preseason. So more and more teams are starting to do that. Sometimes you'll see a team, if they really need have a young guy that needs some reps, whether he's their starter or not, he'll get some playing time. But for the most part, it's mostly guys that are trying to make the roster. If not that roster they're playing on, they can get picked up off of waivers and pick up on someone's practice squad and make a team that way. It is what it is, man. Yeah, football, baby. This is Soul on Sports, man. I just want to drop y'all a few dimes on what I thought about the salary cap. Like I said, man, I think it's crazy that they tell billionaires how to spend their money. I wouldn't want you telling me how to spend my money after them made billions of dollars. I should be able to burn it if I want to. You know what I'm saying? So on sports, baby. Football is back, baby. NFL. Next episode, I'm going to start breaking down the divisions in each conference. I'm going down divisions. I'm going to give you my winner in each division. I'm going to do NFC and AFC and go from there and see how accurate I am. Go back and check it out later on when the season starts. All right, y'all. Soul on Sports, baby. I'm out.